People in Grand Rapids, Brainerd, Bemidji, and Park Rapids, and other towns throughout Minnesota are participating in a March for Science this Saturday, April 22nd. The event is to show support for scientists and their contributions. There are several marches going on around the listening region, and we'll talk about where those are and what time those things will happen later in this interview. But right now, we've got Jessica Hartshorn joining us from our Grand Rapids studio. The Grand Rapids March starts at 11 o'clock, and it'll start with a meeting at the KAXC studio. And Jessica, what is the March for Science?
So the March for Science is really a national and, at this point, international movement to show support for science and scientists really around the globe. It started out as a pretty small movement, and like you said, we've got several in Minnesota now. I think it's up to 13, so it's turning into a pretty big deal.
What are the goals of the March for Science at both the local and the national level?
So ultimately, the number one goal for the national and really what I'm taking away from it the most is to humanize science. So a lot of people think about science and scientists as this kind of mystical process that happens in a vacuum, disconnected from culture and the community, and that's really not what it is at all. It's a democratic value. It's something that everybody does every day, whether you realize it or not. So just getting people to recognize that really, you and everyone around you as a scientist and the world is your laboratory is kind of the main goal. But also, like you said, to support science, support scientists, advocate for inclusive and accessible science, advocate for evidence-based policies, and also to get that communication between scientists and the public going and partnering with the public.
Talking about scientists and the public, I know that there are people I've talked to who have said, well, I don't know any scientists. And then I usually come back with, well, do you know anybody who works for the DNR or, you know, doing research, that kind of a thing. Who are some of the scientists that are walking around among us just like regular people?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of the things that attracted me to this area was I didn't really know what to expect. We moved here less than a year ago. And when we got here, it was like, oh, there's the DNR, the Forest Service has the Northern Research Station, Itasca, Community College, the university has the Research and Outreach Center, there's the USGS. There's just so many different organizations around here that hire scientists to do really traditional research and then also more applicable research. And so there's a lot more presence of scientists in the community than people really realize, for sure. You know, this is the land of mines and pines, and none of the industries that really support this area would be possible without people like foresters and silviculturists mm-hmm. that come up with stocking densities and the best way to manage forests for timber and recreational value, geologists and every engineers that come up with the processes to more effectively mine the land. So pretty much everything in this area that supports the community at some point had its base in science and scientific processes.
Yeah. We're talking with Jessica Hartshorn, organizer of the March for Science in Grand Rapids. What drew you to organize this march? You're kind of the linchpin, aren't you, that made it all happen?
Yeah. So like I said, my husband and I just moved here less than a year ago, and I wanted a way to get myself more assimilated into the community and meet a lot of people. And all the different scientists and organizations in the area just kind of gave me the idea that this would be a really good way to meet people that support the same things that I support, and to get that positive vibe in the community and possibly affect some change in now my home. So,
Is the march partisan?
That's been a pretty big issue, and that it's nonpartisan. So we don't even want to say bipartisan because there's more than two parties and some people don't align with any one party. So it's important to recognize that science is nonpartisan. Anybody can be biased against any form of science and anybody can be pro any form of science. And really what the march is about is using evidence to create policies that benefit the constituents and benefit the community. So that doesn't follow party lines. That's just using facts to benefit society.
Speaking of policies, what is the government's role in science?
So I started research as an undergrad about a decade ago and did a master's and PhD. And as an undergrad, my research that I worked on was funded by the National Science Foundation, which is granted money via the government. My master's and PhD were done through funding with the Forest Service. So I worked with an invasive insect in pine forests, which is should be a pretty big deal around here. And none of that would have been possible. None of my training, none of my education, none of that would have been available to me if it wasn't for the funding from the government specifically. So that's just my one story, and there's millions of us out there. So it's pretty easy to see how the government directly affects scientific outputs and productivity.
What kinds of responses have you heard from the community as a whole as you've organized this march?
So the response has been overwhelmingly positive. At first, I wasn't really sure how much the word was actually getting out, and I've been contacted by a lot of different groups in Grand Rapids and the surrounding areas asking me to come and speak at their meetings and hand out flyers to their members. Just recently, the Facebook page has started picking up pretty intensely. So I have had nothing but positive responses from people, whether they're participating or not. Quite a few people have said, you know, I can't be there for whatever reason, but I want you to know that I'm in support of you and what you're doing in the march and its goals. So it's been a pretty positive experience overall.
What should marchers expect as far as what's going to happen?
So like you said, we'll meet at KXE at 11. I've got about 50 poster boards and few packs of markers, and then selfishly, I also bought some glitter glue, but that's mostly for me to take home, hoping people don't use it all. So we'll meet at 11, make some signs if people want to, hang out, mingle a little bit. We'll actually start the march at noon, so we'll leave KXE at noon, go up 169, down Highway 38, and there's some other Earth Day events happening at the mall, so we might have a subsection of people walk through the mall and participate in those events. And some of those Earth Day folks might actually join us and march the rest of the way up 38 to the high school. So then once we get to the high school, we'll have a few speakers, myself included. I'll give an introduction and talk a little bit more about my experiences in science. And then we'll have a couple other local scientists speak about why science is important to them and how it's had a personal impact on them and their lives and their families. We'll also have some food available and some science experiments for kids to take home to do with their families. So hopefully it'll be a little something for everyone.
So if people are interested in participating, they should just go meet at KAXE or else meet you guys along the walk?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's whatever is available and accessible for people. If they want to come at 11, I will be here. At the Women's March in Bemidji, I actually was doing something that morning and just kind of parked on a side street and ran over and joined them halfway through. Mm-hmm. So that's always an option, too.
Great. Well, that is Jessica Hartshorn, organizer of the March for Science in Grand Rapids. Thank you for coming in today and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Have a safe march.
Thanks.
If you're participating in the March for Science, we'd like to share your photos on our website, and you can send them to email them to comments@kaxe.org. And some information about other marches going on in support of science in our area. The March for Science in Grand Rapids, like Jessica just said, is meeting at the KAXE studio at 11, and the march will head up 169 and up to Highway 38 to Grand Rapids High School. The March for Science in Bemidji begins at the Bangsburg parking lot on the BSU campus at 11 o'clock. They'll also have time for making signs and including speakers and even slam poets. And then the march heads to Library Park for music and jingle dress dancers. And the marchers will meet back at the American Indian Resource Center on the BSU campus for a science festival. There's also a March for Science going on in Brainerd, and that meets at Gregory Park at 11. It heads along Highway 210 on the sidewalk. It crosses the street and makes its way back to the park. People can bring appropriate signs, and there will be a few provided. And in Park Rapids, folks will meet at the old J&B parking lot near the Visitor Center on Highway 71 South at 9:30 in the morning. They will disperse to street corners on Highway 71 and Main Street, where they will stand for science from 10 o'clock in the morning until noon. And if that went by way too fast for you to keep up with, you can find the particulars on our community calendar at kaxe.org.